So with Purim approaching, we'll try to do a little bit of a menahapachu. Try to talk about Purim and shake up your world a little bit about here in the Megillah. It starts off very innocuous. There's a very easy halacha, which you're going to say is probably one of the most irrelevant halachas in Hilchos Megillah. Says the halacha, Koreis a Megillah Mafreya, says Shulchan Aruch, if you read Megillah backwards, well, Yatza, you're not Yotze. Says Shulchan Aruch, well, what's the case of reading it backwards? Well, if you do Pasuk number 1, then you do Pasuk number 3, and you realize, oh, whoops, I forgot Pasuk 2. You can't go 1, 3, 2, 4, meaning once you mess up and miss number 2, you go 1, 3, you have to go back to number 2, and continue with 3, 4, so that it's all in order. In other words, you can't go 1, 3, 2, 4, because then you're jumping, it's backwards, no good. You're looking at me, has any of this, let me ask you, has this ever happened to anyone here in this? One, okay, we have one raised hand. So, okay, so at a room of 30 people, 20 people, whatever, so it's the odds of that happening every year is very, very, very.
What happens if you fall asleep while
you're... Oh, if you fall asleep, okay, fine, but if you fall asleep, you got to catch up. You got to catch up. Okay, because people are drinking. Okay, fine. Now that's a separate issue. First meeting for Shachar. Okay. So now I'm going to give you a very relevant application. Okay, you skip a line, but you go back and you pick up from there. Fine, you can continue there. Skip lines happen sometimes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I just want to clarify how strict this halacha is. If you read it with Mafreya, when you're not Yotze, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you read one word out of order. So in other words, you say, Vayi Achashverosh Bimei, and then you go to the fourth word, whatever. Who, right? So you go, Vayi Achashverosh Bimei, who, instead of going back and saying, Vayi Achashverosh Bimei Achashverosh, who. You know, in other words, unless you fix it up, you're not Yotze the entire Megillah. You're not Yotze the entire Megillah. So what's the practical application? Okay, ready for this? So the Mekadesh Yisrael of Harfenis cites his friend, he says, Rav Samach, Sin Herzog, I'm not sure who that is, writes that he warns people, when you get to the Aseres B'nei Haman, following me here? All the names are written on the right side, I think, of the klaf, right? Anyone have a Megillah of their own, right? The names are written on the right side of the klaf, and all the S's, are written on the left side of the klaf. When you go back and forth, so you go ves, you do vizosa, and then you're going to do the ves to the next one, the odds are that your eyes glance at the one in the same, at the previous line. Because they don't always see the exact ves's, ves. If you're doing it b'neshima achas, if you look at the wrong ves, in other words, you look at the ves from the previous line, instead of the ves on your line, you're essentially reading the Megillah backwards, because you're doing name number 1, you then should look at the V'es on that line, which is the start of the V'es to the name number 2, but if you look at, you go, you say name number 1, V'es, now you do name number 2, perfect, but then you look back at V'es on the top line, and now you read name number 3, you're reading out of order, you go the opposite way, you go, really, it's the other way, you say, I go name number 1, and then I look at the V'es on the second line, and now I go back to name number 2, so my S's are all out of order. So unless you're really keeping your finger on the place and going back and forth, all by Neshima Achas, by the way, yeah? All within 1 second, right, or whatever Neshima is, yeah? You're basically going to end up, most likely, read the Megillah backwards.
If you see all the S's at the same time.
But which S are you concentrating on? Well, not really. When you're reading it like this, I'll tell you where it comes up. I know it's about Korei. It comes up Parshas Mishpatim. You know, when you have like the being like in Rishon of Parshas Mishpatim, a lot of the words are Makeo Vivi Momos Yimas, and then you know it goes. Anyone else is about Korei, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, it goes up and down. It's very hard to follow. You have to put your finger on the place, otherwise you mess up which word, which line you're on. So for sure that all the S is on the other side, I promise you, I'm not going to promise, but I'll make a strong bet that most Bali Kriya don't look at the S on the exact same line. They just look to the left, they see all the S's, go back. Oh, excellent. So that's my chabur. I got 5 minutes to tackle that. Says the Mekadesh Yisrael, he quotes this from, so he says, you wouldn't be Yotze. So therefore, he says, you must make sure that you put your finger on the place and you're getting the right the S. Otherwise, you're going to go out of order. It's going to be Ena Yotze. Says the Bardei Sos V'Chadosh, he cites the Biala Rebbe,
who used to be machbir about this. Also, but you have to make sure that tell the Baal Kore, make sure you put your finger on the place, or make sure you're following the proper V'es. Says the Paradis Yosef, he says one more proof. He says maybe this is the reason he quotes a minig Yerushalayim. I've never seen this done. Maybe anyone here has seen this done, where they do it b'neshima achas, and then afterwards Baal Kore does it again slowly. Anyone else have ever seen that? I've never seen that done. But he says maybe the reason for that is because invariably the Baal Kore messed it up the first time and did the wrong VS. So therefore the Minhag Yerushalayim was is that they would read it again slowly afterwards, and this way it's not b'neshima achas, you get the right thing. Comes along the Mekadesh Yisrael, he says he doesn't understand his buddy who told him this halacha. The halacha makes no sense. Because he says the halacha is if you read a word bal peh, by heart, you're still yotzi the Megillah b'dievid. So we wouldn't encourage someone to do that ideally, but if you miss a word in Megillah, what do? You read it bal peh, you're fine b'dievid. So he says, worst comes to worst, you're reading all the names, and you get the wrong ve'es. It's out of order. You could at least say V'es Baal Peh, it would be fine. So now I looked at the wrong V'es, it's worse than if I would have done V'es Baal Peh, says the Mekadesh, so that makes no sense. So for sure you're fine. He says, look, it's nice to do the right V'es.
You're not going to start telling people to go say all the V'es is Baal Peh.
Hold on a second, I've got 2 minutes left now. One second. We're going to get to Reb Nevin's song in a second. 1 second. Says Mekadesh Yisrael, says Mekadesh Yisrael, he says, you don't have to waste your time. Don't waste time. You could try to look at the right vest. He doesn't go so far as say Baal Peh. Try to get the right vest. Worst comes to get the wrong vest. It's no worse than doing a Baal Peh. He says, not a problem. Says Rav Sternbach, he says, the Satmar Rebbe used to be machbid to put his finger on the place. But says Rav Sternbach, the same thing. It's no different than reading it by heart. Worst comes to worst. You read a vest by heart. Okay, so you look at the wrong vest. It's no worse than if you read it by heart. He says, okay, you should try to do it. But if you do it, you do it. Another application, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, where this comes up, for Baal Kriya, big embarrassment. When does it come up? Chanukah time. And you're waiting Chanukah, and all the days of all the Nisim are the same. And so you, the dope, read Chamishi's days instead of Shishi, whatever. You're pointing to the wrong one, and then you end off, you're like, whoops, wrong Nasi. So you know what you say, face? You go back and say the last name, Shumi Ben Suri Shaddai, even though you were reading the next one, you were reading a different Nasi. So are you Yotze that way? You read all the right words, it's just the wrong Nasi, or then you go back and say the Nasi the right way. So Tzvi Pesach Frank says perhaps you're Yotze in that case, because you got all the right words, it was out of order, but maybe it's fine. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees with that case. Comes along Rav Nevin Saul and says, I've got an idea, and he says, I heard it from my Rebbe. Sounds like it was his Chumash Rebbe gave him this suggestion. It says, a Rabbi Arand, is that Saul? I'm not sure what that was. It says, Rav Nevin Saul, it's already, this must be in the 90s already, yeah? His Rebbe says, you know what dates is? You should read all of the S's Baal Peh. Pretty wild. You can't make that stuff up. He says, just read it Baal Peh, because otherwise, if you read it Baal Peh, you're Yotze B'dievin at least. If you point to the wrong V's, he says, you're not Yotze, because we're Mefreya lo Yotze. I thought all these people are saying, all these Achronim are saying, well, it's no worse than if you did it Baal Peh. So they asked this to Rav Nevin Saul. Some Rav Rubin, who's unfortunately made famous for being the Rav of the Shul in Harnof, which had that horrible massacre in November a few years ago. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham himself. He wrote a letter to Rav Nevin Saul, and he says, I don't get it, Rav Nevin Saul. You're going to say the V'es is Baal Peh. Say it inside. If you get the wrong one, so you get the wrong one. What's the big deal? Then it's like you're doing a Baal Peh. But at least try to shoot for the right V'es. Why is it worse if you get the wrong V'es than if you do a Baal Peh? Says Rav Nevin Saul, listen to this. One-liner. Kishani omer V'es stam, ani yochel omer achrav parshan doso dalfan omisha ani rotze. If I say just V'es by heart, so I could fit it in for whatever one I want, it's fine. Avo kishani omer V'es Hameyuchas la'arisai. If I say ve'es and it was supposed to be va'arisai, any yachol liyachso el aridai uchidoma. I can't take a ve'es which is supposed to be one guy's ve'es and plug it in for others. It's better to do it by heart than to the ve'es. I've never heard anyone do this. You could ask around Baalei Kriya, but according to Rav Nevin Saul, this is a stark point. I guess he argues with all these achronim. He's like the friend of Mekadesh Yisrael, who says it's better possibly to read it by heart. I would tell you, I'll end with the last, my own one, this might have taken it. What's the reason why reading by heart is a problem? You could say two reasons. Number one, you could say like the Meiri, because it's not going to be Pirsum Anes if you tell a story out of order. Okay, But if a story is not going to be out of order, then over here, if you say the wrong ves, because it's all ves, 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 doesn't make sense. You're the listener. You're not going to tell which ves I did. So according to the Meiri, this isn't really a problem of reading it backwards if you say the wrong ves. But if you say the reason why you have to say it in order is because just like the Megillah is written in a certain order, it has to be recited in a certain order. It's like Xeris HaKasuv. So then the S would be a problem as well. And getting the wrong ves is actually a problem. So I think this machlokas may be based upon what the reason of why the S is. Upshot is you should tell the Balkori, he better know what he's doing, and that he should really keep his finger on the place and try to do it. But Neshima Achas, at least be able to at least see the whole picture, maybe see the whole thing. Maybe that's a little bit better. Shkoyach.